This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
State investigators say they are working closely with Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad in that ongoing probe following the deadly train derailment in Pueblo County last weekend. The southbound lanes of I-25 reopened yesterday. Northbound lanes are expected to open sometime today. Governor Polis toured the area yesterday.
Of course, making sure that both our roads and our highways are safe is critically important. And this emphasizes, of course, the importance of rail safety, and we're expecting additional investments.
Colorado Department of Transportation say they're working with the company to determine who exactly owns that railroad bridge over I-25 that collapsed when the train derailed last weekend. BNSF officials say they're not sure either, but the company is responsible for maintaining and inspecting the lines, and they'll bear the cost of replacing that bridge as well. Company also said in a statement that they inspected the track on Sunday, just hours before that deadly derailment. The worst over, though, for neighbors who live along Overton Road, which became a temporary highway for the early part of this week, serving as a popular detour around the derailment. Tina Conley lives near the south end of the detour.
But they've been going pretty fast, and, you know, we're not used to having all the semi-trucks. So, you know, the house is rattling, and we're just keeping the windows closed because it's just really noisy.
The road passes through largely rural areas, but also several neighborhoods. Neighbors say traffic was so heavy, they couldn't even pull out of their driveway at times. They're now worried about the impact the heavy traffic may have, damage to the road. They're also hopeful that bridges or other infrastructure could be repaired quickly if needed.
The heads of Colorado Springs Fire and Police Department say a cut in their budget shouldn't affect public safety in the short term. Police Chief Adrian Vasquez and Fire Chief Randy Royal discussed the cuts on Monday during a budget workshop. All city departments have been directed to trim their budgets by 3.4% due to the projected declines in city revenue. Vasquez says the cuts can't be sustained long term, but should be okay for about a year. The city council is currently holding hearings to discuss next year's budget with department heads, and a public hearing on the budget is set for sometime next week. Colorado Springs is wrapping up a year of paving and improvements funded by voter-approved sales tax. Mayor Yemi Mobilati on social media.
In 2023, I think we paved about 177 lane miles, and that's equivalent from Colorado Springs to Cheyenne in Wyoming. And so we intend to continue the successes. We intend to continue this work.
The city has also replaced about 200,000 linear feet of curb and gutter and installed about 350 new pedestrian ramps. The 2C funding initiative was approved by voters in 2015 and extended in 2019. The city says the program has helped repave nearly 1,600 lane miles of roadway since it began.
And a program to provide low-barrier shelter for the homeless in Colorado Springs is expanding. The group Hope COS began ferrying members of the homeless community to local shelters last winter. The group's founder said three churches that offered emergency warming facilities last year set to expand their capacity this year with the potential to offer shelter to some 400 people a night. The emergency warming shelters will only open on nights where the temperature dips below 20 degrees. More information on that program available on the website for Hope COS.
Again, plenty of sunshine as we roll into the afternoon. Unseasonably warm temperatures the next couple of days, with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s for Colorado Springs, low and mid 80s for the Steel City. We'll see a slight cool down heading into the weekend on Saturday, with highs in the mid 70s for Colorado Springs and 79 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.